Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for assembly polls at its peak, with top leaders crisscrossing the states to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses massive public meeting at Cooch Behar in West Bengal. Assures people if voted to power, BJP will ensure development and drive away infiltrators. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi holds rallies in Assam, pledges jobs for youth and better health care. Election Commission discloses poll-related seizures of cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements amounting over 650 crore rupees. Government making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. Advises citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders. West Asia conflict enters critical stage with US President Donald Trump warning Iran of attacks on its power plants and bridges on Tuesday if Strait of Hormuz remains closed. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets in Hyderabad. Match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Chennai Super Kings underway in Bengaluru. Campaigning for assembly polls in 4 states and 1 union territory is at its peak, with top leaders crisscrossing the states to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar district in North Bengal today. Prime Minister Modi criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress government, highlighting lawlessness and misgovernance in the state. The Prime Minister also criticized the party over the incident in Malda district, in which judicial officers were held hostage for hours by a mob and the Supreme Court of India had to intervene.
Malda mein nyayik adhikariyon ko bandhak banakar rakha gaya. Sochiye, ye kaisi sarkar hai? ये कैसी व्यवस्था है जहां जज और संविधान की प्रक्रिया भी सुरक्षित नहीं है बंगाल की आम जनता की सुरक्षा की उम्मीद इन लोगों से कैसे की जाए
The Prime Minister assured the people of the state that if voted to power, a BJP government will ensure development and drive away infiltrators. Prime Minister Modi also alleged that women are not safe under Mamata Banerjee government. Mr. Modi spoke about the government calling a special session of parliament on 16, 17 and 18th of this month to take forward the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act from the 2029 Lok Sabha polls.
लोकसभा और विधानसभा में महिलाओं के लिए 33% रिजर्वेशन देने का कानून बनाया था पश्चिम बंगाल सहित देश भर की बहनों को 2029 के 2029 के लोकसभा चुनाव से ही इसका फायदा मिले इसलिए सरकार ने 16 17 18 अप्रैल को संसद का विशेष सत्र रखा है
Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed public meetings in different parts of West Bengal today. In Kerala, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Kunnathunad constituency in the Ernakulam district. Mr. Shah said the upcoming Kerala assembly polls are not merely for changing the government but to improve the state's future. He noted that NDA's vote share in the state increased since 2014 Lok Sabha polls and it's time for a government of the BJP-led front in the state.
BJP ki niti badi spasht hai.
BJP's policy is very clear. Justice to all, appeasement to none. We are working under this policy all over the country. When a Kerala organization, PFI, used to conduct anti-national activities, the government of BJP in just one day put all the PFI cadres across the country behind bars. This was done by the BJP.
Bharatiya Janata Party ne kiya.
In Assam, senior BJP leader Sarbananda Sonowal addressed a public meeting in Dhemaji. He alleged that previous Congress governments allowed illegal immigration and land encroachment. Meanwhile, party leader and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma addressed rallies in Bongaigaon, Palashbadi and Goalpada. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held rallies in Bishwanath and Golaghat today. He claimed that the BJP failed to deliver on key promises made during the previous assembly polls. He pledged jobs for youth, better health care, women's empowerment and raising daily wages of tea garden workers to 450 rupees if voted to power.
Assam mein Congress party ne...
Congress party has taken 5 decisions in Assam for your benefit. The first thing is unconditional monthly cash transfer in every woman's bank account and rupees 50,000 to any woman who wants to start a small business.
Usko 50,000 rupees business chalu karne ke liye bank account mein paisa.
The election commissioner said that the seizures related to cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements have crossed 650 crore rupees ahead of the upcoming assembly elections and by-polls across multiple states. The seizures include cash, liquor, narcotics, precious metals and other freebies aimed at influencing voters. In a statement, the poll panel said statewide data shows that West Bengal recorded the highest total seizures at 319 crore rupees, followed by Tamil Nadu with 170 crore, Assam with 97 crore, Kerala with 58 crore and Puducherry with 7 crore rupees. In our series of constituency profiles for the forthcoming legislative assembly elections, today we take a look at the Nazira LAC under the Jorhat Lok Sabha seat in Assam. Polling in the state is scheduled to be held in a single phase for all 126 legislative assembly constituencies. A report.
The 97 number Nazira Legislative Assembly constituency is one of the 126 constituencies of Assam with polling scheduled to be held on 9th April. Nazira is a key constituency in Sivasagar district and it is a mixture of rural and semi-urban area. The economy of this constituency heavily relies on tea cultivation and oil and natural gas extraction. In the current assembly election, 8 candidates are in the fray. Leader of opposition in Assam Legislative Assembly, Debabrat Saikia, is the Congress candidate, while BJP has nominated Mayur Borgohai. The CPI has put up Konak Gogoi, and 5 candidates are contesting as independents. Following the 2023 delimitation exercise, the Nazira Legislative Assembly constituency has witnessed changes in its geographical boundaries and voter composition. According to the Election Commission of India, the constituency has over 1,82,000 voters. In the 2021 assembly election, a total of 5 candidates contested from the seat. The seat was won by Congress candidate Debabrata Soikya. Aminul Hazuddar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
In Puducherry, political parties are making a final push as campaigning for the assembly polls ends on Tuesday. Polling for the 30-member assembly in the Union Territory will be held on Thursday. We have more from our correspondent.
BJP National President Nitin Nabin held a roadshow in Karaikal District's Tirunella constituency in support of party candidate GNS Rajashekaran. He emphasized that improving the livelihoods of youth and women is the primary goal of BJP and called for continuation of double-engine government to take Puducherry's development to new heights. In Mahe, Indian National Congress leader and Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar campaigned for Secular Progressive Alliance candidate Ramesh Parambath. Meanwhile, Vidudalai Sirutegal Kachi leader Thol Thirumavalavan MP said that there is no place for hate politics in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam Tamil Nadu General Secretary Edappadi K. Palanisamy also campaigned in Puducherry in support of NDA candidates. Bibin Asnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas informed that Delivery Authentication Code, DAC, based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 2026 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributor level. The ministry said that yesterday more than 90,000 5 kg FTL cylinders have been sold. U.S. President Donald Trump today warned that he will strike Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed to marine traffic. In a post on his social media platform, President Trump warned that Iran will be living in hell if the waterway isn't opened. West Asia conflict has entered a critical stage with Iranian missile and drone strikes targeting key infrastructure across the Gulf region. In Bahrain, Iranian drones struck the Gulf Petrochemical Industries Company today, triggering fires in several operational units. Iran has also carried out attacks in the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Ministry of Defense announced that its air defense systems intercepted 9 ballistic missiles, 1 cruise missile and 50 drones launched today. A report.
The broader regional picture continues to darken. In Lebanon, Israeli strikes have intensified sharply, with at least 7 hitting the southern suburbs of Beirut in a matter of hours. One strike in a densely populated neighborhood killed at least 4 people, with dozens rushed to Rafik Hariri University Hospital for treatment. The area has been under forced evacuation orders since the 2nd of March. With Israeli officials issuing warnings on social media before strikes, many residents have nowhere to go. In southern Lebanon, an Israeli strike also killed a Lebanese army soldier, and the Syrian-Lebanese border across the Masnah was shut after Israeli military issued an evacuation order with Syria, citing security reasons. Israel's military has reported 1 soldier killed in ongoing southern Lebanon operations and has continued to issue border area evacuation warnings. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Delhi Police Crime Branch has busted a fake medicine manufacturing racket in the national capital and some parts of Uttar Pradesh. Talking to media, Crime Branch Deputy Commissioner of Police Aditya Gautam said they have arrested 6 people in the case so far. He added that the accused were involved in manufacturing, packaging and supplying of these counterfeit medicines under different brand names. In Nagaland, Easter was celebrated with prayers, sunrise services and messages of hope as a Christian community marked the resurrection of Jesus Christ with deep spiritual devotion. The celebrations also marked the conclusion of Holy Week, a sacred period that includes Good Friday, observed with fasting, prayer and reflection leading up to Easter Sunday. Churches across the state held special dawn services with hymns filling hill towns and congregations dressed in traditional attire. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 213-3 in 18.1 overs against Chennai Super Kings in Bengaluru when reports last came in. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. In the first match of the day, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets in Hyderabad. Chasing a target of 157 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad, Lucknow achieved the target in 19.5 overs. Skipper Rishabh Pant guided the chase with a brilliant 68 runs off 50 deliveries. In boxing, the Indian contingent continued its impressive run at the Asian Championships at Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. In the women's category, reigning world champions Meenakshi Hooda and Jasmine Lamboria stormed into the semifinals, while in the men's section, Lokesh, Akash and Harsh Chaudhary also secured spots in the last 4 stage. The IMD's forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. According to IMD, Bihar, Jharkhand and West Rajasthan are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms at isolated places. Similar conditions are also likely to be expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha and Vidarbha. The weather agency has predicted a rise in maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over the northwest parts of the country tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for assembly polls at its peak with top leaders crisscrossing the states to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses massive public meeting at Kuch Bihar in West Bengal. Assures people if voted to power, BJP will ensure development and drive away infiltrators. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi holds rallies in Assam, pledges jobs for youth and better health care. Election Commission discloses poll-related seizures of cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements amounting over 650 crore rupees. Government making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. Advises citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders. West Asia conflict enters critical stage with US President Donald Trump warning Iran of attacks on its power plants and bridges on Tuesday if Strait of Hormuz remains closed. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets in Hyderabad. Match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Chennai Super Kings underway in Bengaluru. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.